सत्यम मुक्तम किंतु यह वाय कि न मनसा अध्या विसम्भन अवस्थान से षठ किरात इव संगच्छन्ति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वन मस्ट प्रूव दैट ही इज ट्रस्ट वर्दी, then we can accept him as trustworthy. Our mind is not fixed up, very restless. Chanchala hi mana krishna pramathi balavadra. This is right example just like Haridas Thakur, you are competent enough, Mukta Purush, but still he was chanting regularly 300,000 times Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that now you have become old man, you can reduce the number. Sankha purvaka nama gana natihi kalavasani kito nidrahara vihara kadi vijito chattanto dino chajo mande rupa sanatana raghujugo sri jivago. Raghunath Das Goswami especially, he was very strict in the matter of following the regulative principles. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was living in Radhakunda. He was very rich man's son and practiced very rigidly vairagya. Bhakti yoga means vairagya. As far as possible to deny material necessities. That is vairagya. It is called vairagya vidya. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has said, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. Vairagya vidya. Bhakti yoga means vairagya. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatra sya. This is bhakti yoga. No more any necessity for material things. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanonmukasya. There are so many. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were liberated persons. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is God himself. But still, to teach us, he was observing the regulative principles of a sannyasi very, very strictly. These things to teach us. Similarly, Haridas Thakur, he is called Brahma Haridas. Sometimes he is called Javan Haridas. Javan means Muslim or those who are not in the Vedic principles. Javan Mlecha. Just like in some temples our foreign devotees are not allowed because they've got the rules that mlechas and javans, because they're very unclean, they should not be allowed. But that should not be applicable to the devotees of this Krishna consciousness movement, because they have learned how to remain clean, how to follow. At least they are expected, they promised at the time of initiation, yes, I shall not do this, I shall not do this. So, if he is actually following the rules and regulations, he is no more unclean. Simply by chanting, apovitra pavitra va, sarvāvasthāṅgatūpivā jasmaret pundarīkākhyaṁ sa bāhya bandhanam suci. He began. If we follow our promise, that is, gentlemanly, if you have promised something, you must follow it. That is gentlemanly. So, because we may fail, there is chance, we are prone to fail. Jive Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. But sometimes we forget. Not sometimes, practically, always. We forget. That is material. when we forget that we are eternal servant of Krishna, that is material life. Otherwise, if we remain servant of Krishna, even in this material body, still we are liberated. Iha jasya hare dasi karma namana sapacha nikileshu api avasthasu jivan mukta sahuchya. So, we must follow the rules and regulations. Therefore it is said that visambhanam avasthanasya sato priyato iva sangam sangacchanti. We should not believe our mind that we have become perfect. By mental dictation, we should not be guided. That is a very bad practice to think of that I have become now liberated. I don't require to follow the regulative principles. So we must be very careful. Here we have quoted that jagaddana tapak karma na tajyam karmam eva tat. Jagaddana tapam tapam jagaddhyanam tapas kriya pavanani manisila. Jagga, dan, brahmachari should offer jagga. Grihastha should give in charity. And sannyasi, vanaprastha should undergo tapasya, jagaddana tapakriya. We should not give up this thing, because I have become sannyasi. I have given up my family, therefore I give up also all other regulative means. No, that you cannot. The sannyasi means sannyasi. They have got also rules and regulations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very rigidly followed. He did not lie down even on a quilt, only one naked cloth. He did not use him. No woman should come to offer him obeisances very near. They must do it from a distant place. He was so strict. One of his personal associates, Haridas, junior Haridas, he simply glanced over a young woman with lusty desire. He immediately rejected him. Asked Haridas not to come anymore. So he never excused him, very strictly. And Haridas, being disappointed, he, on his behalf, very close devotees like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Jonamananda Raya, big devotees, Swarup Damodar and others, requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he has committed mistake, but he is your personal servant. Can they excuse him? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, then you can call him. You live with him, I shall go from here. You live with him, let me go out. He was so strict. Then, when Haridas Thakur, junior, the senior is another, then he committed suicide. Now it is hopeless, I cannot come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He committed suicide. And when this information was given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not regret. Oh, this man has committed suicide. Yes, it is right, he said. Yes, it is right. So you are so strict. Therefore, in the Shastra it is forbidden that Kali Yuga is very difficult to follow the rules and regulations of a sannyasi. Therefore, better not to accept sannyasi. Kalo pancha vibhajyayat. Sannyasam palapaitrikam. Devarena sutatpatti kalo pancha vibhajyayat. Instead of becoming a false sannyasi, do not accept sannyasi. This is the injunction of the Shastra. But for preaching what, we have to get the help of some sannyasi. But we should remember that we are in Kali Yuga. We should not be sentimentally very much anxious, please give me sannyas, and then fall down and go to hell. That is not good. That is not good. If one is able to strictly follow the sannyas rules and regulations, he should take. Otherwise, Krishna has said that sannyas, real sannyas means one who does not take any remuneration for his service to Krishna. That is sannyas. Anasita karma phalam kautkarjam karma karoti sa sannyasi. It is my duty. I am eternal servant of Krishna. To serve Krishna is my duty. Karjam, I must do it. Actually, that mentality is sannyas. It doesn't matter whether you have changed the dress or not, but if we decide it, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, my only duty is to serve Krishna. That is sannyas. So, better we should try to stay in this determination than to accept the sannyas order by changing the dress and then again we fall down. That's not very good. There are instances like that, but it is not at all good. We should not trust the mind. And even we take, we should be very, very vigilant on the mind. Vishyasanaiva kattabham. Chanakya Pandit says, Vishyasanaiva kattabham sri surajukulesu. Never trust woman and politician. He was a politician. And his wife was kidnapped. He had very bad experience of these two things, Chanakya Pandit. Therefore, he gave this injunction, Vishyasanaivakattabham sri surajukulesu. Never trust woman and politician. So, Chanakya Pandit writes, not inexperienced, he was very experienced. All the slokas of Chanakya Pandit is very useful for daily affairs. Similarly, we should not trust the mind that now I have become liberated. Never think so. We should always remember that liberation is not so easy thing, but if we follow the rules and regulations, then there is every possibility of becoming liberated. But this is the business in the human path. Tapa. That is an instruction. Tapo dibbanga putra kajena suddheta satta. You must purify your existence. This is the only business of human life. Tapasya. So tapasya means brahmachari. Tapasya brahmacharyena. Tapasya means brahmacharya. No sex life. That is tapasya, real tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena dameena. Even if you practice yoga system, these regulations must be followed. Celibacy. Not that fashion yoga system. Now in your country there are so many transcendental yogi. And they say, yes, whatever you like you can do. God has given you senses, you must enjoy. These are manufactured cheating processes. But actually, yoga means indriya-saṅgyam. Yoga, indriya-saṅgyam. Not gymnastic. That is not yoga. Yoga, indriya-saṅgyam. Mind control, the same thing, mind control. So mind you cannot control unless your mind is fully engaged in the service of Krishna. Sabai mana Krishna padaravindaya. Bācāṅsi vai kuntha gunānu vannan. These are the example. So Raghunath Das Goswami followed very strictly. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu also followed very strictly. And the Rūpa Sanātan Goswami followed very strictly. Not that because one is living in Vrindavan with a short-cut cloth, and therefore he has become like Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was fully engaged. Nāna śāstra vichārane kanipuno sadhadharma samasthāpa lokānā hitakārino. They were Vrindavan. And they were always thinking how to do good to the people, to this material world. That's like Pallad Maharaj. Suchi tata vimukucheta. Sadhu's concern is to think of the misled materialistic person. They're always thinking, making plan, how to elevate them, their suffering. This is sadhu. Lokanam hitakarino. Sadhu not that I change my dress in certain way and people are out of sentiment will give me roti and I shall eat and sleep. That is not sadhu. Sadhu is Bhagavan. Krishna says, who is sadhu? Upite sudurācāra bhajate māvananna bhā sadhu revasama. That is sadhu. Who has fully dedicated his life for Krishna, he is sadhu. Even he has got some bad habits. Bad habits, a sadhu cannot have bad habits. Because if one is sadhu, if in the beginning he has got some bad habit, that will be rectified. Sasat bhavati dharmātmā. Kipraṁ bhavati dharmātmā. Sasat shanti nikacchati. If he is actually sadhu, his bad habits will be rectified very soon. Very soon. Not that he is continuing his bad habits and also sadhu. That cannot be. That is not sadhu. Maybe due to his past habits, he might have committed some mistake. That can be excuse. But if he, in the name of sadhu, and become a liberated person, he continues to do all nonsense, He is a cheater. He is not sadhu. Apiche sudurachara, chet, jadi. If by chance, it is possible. But if he sticks to Krishna consciousness, then kipraṁ bhavati dharma atmās, sat sat shanti nigacchati. In the beginning, there may be some mistake, but we must see that whether my mistakes are now correct. That should be vigilance. Never trust the mind. That is in instruction here. Mind should not be trusted. My Guru Maharaj used to say that after getting up from your sleep, you take your shoes and beat your mind 100 times. This is your first business. And while going to bed, you take a broomstick and beat your mind 100 times. Then you can control your mind. Otherwise it's very difficult. So this beating with shoes and broomstick is also another tapasya. For men like us, who have no control over the mind, we should practice this tapasya, beating the mind with shoes and broomstick. Then it can be controlled. And Swami means who has control over the mind. Vāca-vegam, krodha-vegam, udara-vegam, upastha-vegam, manaso-vegam, krodha-vegam, itāna-vegānaja viṣayeta-dhīra, prithivinsa-siṣyā. This is Rupa Goswami's instruction. When we can control vāca-vegam, this is Krandana Begum. They cannot control. They cannot control. Therefore, they are child. The child can be excused, but every person who is in the spiritual life, he cannot control, then hopeless. Then he is hopeless. This should be controlled. Vāca vegam, krodha vegam, udara vegam, upastha vegam. The most important thing is udara vegam and jivha vegam. Jivha vegam, it is very controlled. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that all these senses are there, but out of them, this jivha is very dangerous. Tāramatya jīvhāvati lobhamāya sudhurmati. Tare jeta kathina saṃsāra. It is very, very difficult to control the tongue. That we can see, practically I have seen, that our private injunctions are that we should not eat meat. So, I have seen when on the plane, of course we never go to the hotel or restaurant, but on the plane we see so many European, American friends traveling. They are eating the meat, not very large quantity, very little quantity. Some of them are eating voraciously, no. But generally I see, but if they give up, that little, one piece of meat, say 1 ounce or 2 ounces, immediately we can save ourselves from so much sinful activities, so many slaughterhouses running on all over the world. If we simply control the tongue, say, what is that? You are eating a piece of meat, but they cannot. Jivhavegam. The tongue is dictating. No, meat is very nice. Take it. A little. It is not much. He is not living on meat. There are loaves, there are vegetables, Actually he is living on that. Nobody takes two or three the same weight meat. Meat little quantity. But they take loaf, butter, rice, other things. Without vegetable, without food grains, you cannot live. It is simply for the tongue. Taramadde jivhavati lobomoya sudhu. Simply for this tongue. Little only. He cannot live simply on meat unless he is an animal, exactly. He has to take vegetable, food grains, butter, these are milk products. Otherwise he has no chance to live. But for the tongue's sake, he is taking little piece of meat, and for that reason we have to maintain thousands and thousands of slaughterhouses. This is our position. Therefore, taramadde jivhavati, simply for the tongue, we are committing so much sinful activities and becoming implicated. Because implication means there is no God consciousness, no Krishna consciousness. Two things are there. One is God and one is the reputation of birth and death. There is no third way. Either you take God, this chance, this is a chance. This human form of life is a chance. Either you go back to home, back to Godhead, or go to hell. I think Christians also, they say, two things are there. And in our Shastra, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, Manga Prapya, Nivattante mittu samsara vatmani. Two things. Either go this way or that way. Either go to hell or go to heaven. This is the general. Asasangatayagi vaisnavasya. So, if you are serious about going back to home, back to Godhead, we must be educated how to control the senses. How to control the senses. Therefore, while eating, we are reminded that this eating is, if you do not take it as prasadam, then eating is sense enjoyment. Sarira vidya jal jarendriya tahe kar jibi phale visaya sagare taramadde jivhavati labomaya sudunmati tare jeta kathinam samsare krishna vara dayamaya karivare jivhajaya sap prasad anna dila bhai sei prasad anna pao radha krishna gunaga preme rakho chaitanya nitaya. We should be very cautious, always remembering chaitanya nitaya and practicing the regulative principles, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then it will be all right. Thank you very much.